the World Science Forum 2011. And after all the greetings coming from us here on Earth and outer space, let us now celebrate science by watching UNESCO's prize-giving ceremony. Nominations for the prize now to be awarded can only be made by UNESCO member states and by international organizations or by non-governmental organizations which have consultative status with UNESCO, governmental organization, non-governmental organization which have consultative status with UNESCO, each of which may make only one nomination in any biennium. The objective of the prize is to afford recognition to outstanding contributions by individuals, groups of individuals, institutions, or organizations in the management or preservation of the environment, consistent with the policies, aims, and objectives of UNESCO, and in relation to the organization's programs in this field. The prize, which is provided on a biannual basis, consists of a diploma together with a financial reward. I may ask now Director General of UNESCO, Ms. Irina Bokova, to open the award ceremony. Please come up to the stage. Thank you.
Dr. Madina Bint Ahmed Bin Nasser Al-Shaibaniya, Minister of Education of Oman. Professor Joseph Palinkas, I know the professor is coming. Dear Ambassador Miriam Katagum, Permanent Delegate of Nigeria to UNESCO. Ministers, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen. Since the year 1991, UNESCO has awarded the Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation every 2 years, thanks to a generous donation by His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said Al Said of Oman. I wish to thank His Majesty the Sultan for his support and vision. The purpose of this prize is to recognize outstanding contributions by individuals, groups of individuals, institutes of organizations in the management or preservation of the environment. For already 2 decades, the Sultan Qaboos Prize has provided support and encouragement to institutions and individuals around the world in their efforts to protect the environment. As you know, the United Nations General Assembly declared 2011 as the International Year of Forests to raise awareness for the sustainable management, conservation, and development of all types of forests. Forests are pillars of life. They're a host to the world's great biodiversity. They feed the world's rivers, nourish its soil, and replenish its air. Covering one-third of the Earth's land mass, we see forests as embodying the essential global good. They lie also at the heart of humanity's imagination, and I would even say identity. Our relationship with forests is essential and primordial. Yet, forests are everywhere in peril. Deforestation especially poses a rising threat. We must do more to counter the threats forests face in unsustainable resource extraction, habitat fragmentation, the introduction of non-native species, and the displacement of local communities. For all these reasons, I am pleased to declare that based on the recommendation of the jury for the prize, I have decided to award the 2011 Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation to the Forestry Research Institute of Nigeria, placed under the Federal Ministry of Environment of Nigeria. Composed of the members of the Bureau of the International Coordinating Council of the UNESCO Men in Biosphere Program, the jury recommended the Forestry Research Institute of Nigeria in recognition of its contributions to forest and environmental management and biodiversity conservation. The jury, may I invite the ambassador, please, Madam Ambassador, and please, Mr. Director of the Institute.
Thank you.
The jury acknowledged also the Institute's key role in establishing and managing nature reserves in the country, including the Omo Biosphere Reserve, recognized under the Man and Biosphere Program of UNESCO. It is my pleasure to congratulate the Forestry Research Institute of Nigeria for the award of this important prize. I would like to thank them for their work and commitment. I would take this opportunity also to thank Oman once again for the generous support for this vital environmental cause. I would like once again that we applaud the winners of this so important prize and of course Madam Minister of Education of the Sultanate of Oman.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maali Viktor Orban, Raisu, Isot Masmua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maali Viktor Orban, Raisu Wuzara Hungaria. معالي إيرينا بوكوفا المديرة العامة لليونسكو
أصحاب معالي الوزراء الأعزاء
بداية
First of all, I am honored to transfer to all of you greetings from His Majesty Sultan Qaboos, God bless him, and his good wishes to the Hungarian government and citizens, and for those responsible for organizing His Majesty Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation. I am pleased to sincerely congratulate, in the name of my country, the Forestry Research Institute of Nigeria, the winner of the Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation for this year, which comes along with the declaration of the United Nations General Assembly of the year 2011 as the International Forest Year, in order to raise awareness about managing, conserving, and sustaining all kinds of forests. This prize comes as a result of a generous initiative from His Majesty during his visit to UNESCO headquarters in June 1989. It is considered as the first of its kind at the international level in the field of environment and under the auspices of UNESCO. Since the awarding of the first prize in 1991, it has been distributed to different continents and has encouraged significant achievements by scientists and institutes in the field of the environment and preservation of natural resources. The principle behind the prize is that the environment is a right to all generations and to humanity as a whole. We are proud to see what has been realized in this field thanks to this initiative of His Majesty Sultan Qaboos, God bless him. At the time we are celebrating the 11th awarding ceremony hosted by your generous country, we have to work more than ever to find the best ways to enable our countries to benefit from the results of research and studies on environmental preservation and reduction of environmental degradation for the welfare and happiness of us all. Excellency, Prime Minister, dear guests. Finally, I would like to thank the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization and its Man and Biosphere Program, as well as the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, for their efforts in organizing the awarding of the prize. I wish to convey to you my best wishes for success in your valuable missions. Thank you.
Now the floor is to the Ambassador, Permanent Delegate of Nigeria to UNESCO. Madam Ambassador.
Thank you very much, Madam Director General. A very good morning to you all. I'm here to represent the Forestry Research Institute of Nigeria, whose Director General had tried, but due to logistical problems, was unable to be with us this morning. But he has given me a text of an acceptance speech, which with your kind cooperation, I will now read to you all. Madam President of the General Conference of UNESCO, Madam Director General, Your Excellency, the Prime Minister of Hungary, the Honorable Minister of Education of Oman, Your Excellency, Nigeria's Ambassador to Hungary, Excellencies, Ambassadors and Permanent Delegates to UNESCO here present, the Chairman, Council of the UNESCO Man and the Biosphere Program, the President of the Hungarian Academy of Science, distinguished members of the scientific community, ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed an auspicious moment in the history of the Forestry Research Institute of Nigeria to have won the prestigious Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation in 2011. This is indeed a great honor, not only to the Institute, but to the Federal Republic of Nigeria as a whole. Indeed, there is no better occasion nor more auspicious a venue for the award of this prize than this eminent gathering of distinguished scientists here at the World Science Forum and in the hallowed halls of the Hungarian Academy of Science in this historic city of Budapest. The Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation serves as a commendable effort of the donor to draw the attention of world leaders to the challenges posed by increasing degradation of the environment, occasioned by the quest for modernization, come wealth creation, without commensurate thought and action to mitigate the impact these quests have on the environment. It is in this regard that we commend the efforts of Sultan Qaboos bin Said Al Said of Oman for instituting this award. Ladies and gentlemen, the Forestry Research Institute of Nigeria is the only forestry-based research institute in Nigeria. Its history spans almost 57 years, having been established in 1954, even before Nigeria's independence. Initially as the Federal Department of Forestry, and later as an institute by a decree in 1973. The institute is mandated to conduct research into all aspects of forestry, wildlife management, agroforestry, and forest products utilization. It has 10 outstations designed to cover the 923,000 square kilometer land mass, which makes up Nigeria. Furthermore, through its four established colleges, which are strategically located within the country, it trains technical and sub-technical personnel for the forestry and other agro-allied services in the country. To date, more than 13,000 personnel have been trained, with trainees coming from all parts of West Africa. The environmental management related research of the institute includes desertification control, gully erosion control, sand dune fixation, nursery seedling multiplication for purposes of research, and so on. The wildlife and indigenous fruit trees domestication and multiplication, as well as mushroom cultivation, beekeeping, agroforestry, and sericulture, are all parts of sustainable food production and food security institutes of the food security mandates of the institute. There has been research into properties of indigenous and exotic timber species in order to assess the various uses for which they can be put. Recycling of wood waste for value-added manufacturing and wealth creation, as well as sericulture research for silk production, represent some of the institute's mandates on industrial raw materials provision to facilitate employment opportunities. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, it can readily be deduced from the foregoing that the Research Institute's activities are diverse and challenging, especially in an environment where great efforts are exerted to draw attention to forestry and forestry-related activities. The Institute owes its research breakthroughs, projections, and prospects to the federal government of Nigeria, which has consistently supported the Institute via funding and promulgation of extant policies conducive to research practices. Let me state here that the Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation is dedicated to the entire staff of the Forestry Research Institute of Nigeria, both present and retired, who had toiled selflessly over the years to project the image of the Institute, the reward of which we had been witnessing the recent past and presently as this auspicious occasion. The Institute would also like to use this medium to thank the federal government for granting the Institute the conducive atmosphere to conduct meaningful research. The Institute further commends His Eminence, the Sultan Qaboos bin Said Al Said of Oman, for instituting the prestigious award, which is meant to go a long way to encourage eminent lovers of the environment worldwide to work towards its preservation and quality improvement. We also thank the Director General of UNESCO and the Bureau of the UNESCO MAP Program for the honor bestowed on the Institute by recognizing its contributions to the preservation of the environment. Last but not the least, we'd like to thank the government and the people of Hungary for hosting this event. Our great appreciation goes to all of you, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us to witness this great occasion. Finally, we're especially happy to be associated with all the individuals and institutions that are leading the crusade of environmental preservation globally. We enjoin these lovers of the environment to continue to do what it takes to make the environment sustainable, friendly, and habitable for the sake of future generations. We assure you all that we shall continue to promote research and action towards this cause at the Forestry Research Institute of Nigeria. I thank you all for your kind attention. End of statement. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your thoughts and congratulations again. After the prize-giving ceremony, we can listen to the singing of world-famous folk singer, laureate of the UNESCO Artist for Peace, Márta Sebestyén. Let me now ask her to come to the stage and welcome her.
Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is my big honor to sing for you this morning, but before I do so, I would like to quote a few words of the world-famous Béla Bartók, who is my master, spiritual master. He said in one of his letters, "My guiding philosophy has always been the ideal of different nations uniting into brotherhood, in spite of all the wars and hostility. I have tried to serve the aim of this idea as best as I can in my music. So for that reason, I do not shrink away from any influences, be it Slovak, Romanian, Arab, or any other source. I absolutely share this view, and as a UNESCO Artist for Peace, this is my mission also, to emphasize in the dialogue between cultures." So you will hear a fine example to this. I didn't come from the space, but I came from the field of folk music. So you will hear a combination of a Hungarian and a Turkish melody, and the two are so similar, you can almost just mix up only if you understand Hungarian and Turkish, you will understand the words. The melody is connected to a wedding ritual, dancing with a flower stick. And the Turkish one is from the Rize area, from the Black Sea area. I was hoping that someone can help me with the drum, but now I'm all alone with playing my Azeri drum that I bought in Azerbaijan, and my flute, and singing, but I hope I will manage. Thank you again for the chance, and I wish you a very pleasant stay and a very successful forum here in Budapest.
Csincsecskékbe, csincsegetem vala, s bokrétákba kötögetem vala, s elvirágja száll a búrs fejemre, s ez illatja száll a búj szívemre. Szálljon, szálljon, csak megvigasztaljon, csak az Isten engem el ne hagyjon.
Kiz Allah'ı seversen ad başından cemberi.